The Promise to Abraham. Hundreds of years later, God appeared to Abraham. Abraham was 75 years old. God said to him, "Leave your country and your relatives. Go to another country. I will show you where to go. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make your name famous, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, but I will condemn those who despise you. And through you, all the nations on earth will be blessed." So Abraham obeyed God. Then Abraham lived in the new land. It was called Canaan.
When Abraham was almost 100 years old, God promised Abraham that he would have as many descendants as the stars in the sky. Abraham believed God, and so God declared him to be a righteous man. God promised that he would give the new land to Abraham and his descendants. It would belong to them. This was before Abraham had any children. This is what God said to him. "Your descendants will live as strangers in another country. The people there will make them slaves and do evil things to them for 400 years. I will judge that nation which will make them slaves." And God also said, "After those things happen, your children will come out of that country to worship me in this place."
It was called Canaan.
God made a covenant with Abraham. The sign of this covenant was circumcision. And so when Abraham had a son, Abraham circumcised him when the boy was 8 days old. His son's name was Isaac. Isaac also circumcised his son Jacob.
And Jacob did the same for his 12 sons. Jacob's favorite son was Joseph. God's contract with Abraham was passed on to his son Isaac. Then it was passed on to his son Jacob. Then it was passed on to Jacob's 12 sons and their families. The descendants of these 12 sons became the 12 tribes of Israel. After Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Israel, and his 12 sons died, all of their relatives stayed in Egypt. Their descendants continued to live there for many years, and they had many children. They were called Israelites, or Jews.